Hey everyone, before this podcast begins, we want to tell you about some other arts-related podcasts you're going to love. They are The Conduit Music Podcast, Artsville, Gringo and the Man, Art World Horror Stories, and Not Real Art. On these action-packed podcasts, you'll hear experts talk about creativity, design, the music biz, the art world, visual art, American craft, Chicano art, street art, graffiti, and even stand-up comedy. So be sure to find and follow these great arts podcasts today. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hello, this is Siri, and you're listening to my favorite podcast, Not Real Art. I live for this shit because it's totally lit.
Here we are, Not Real Art, the podcast.
With Man One and Mr. X. What does the X stand for, anyway?
There was a band that I grew up with called Man X. That was their punk band.
Okay.
Garage band name. Right. And they hired me to do a logo.
Man, I didn't know X. Those guys. I was into Christian rock. did they play Christian rock music? Because if they, you know, I would have known them.
I don't think they did.
Okay, good for them.
Yeah,
music sucked.
Yeah, so maybe we're Matt, the new Man X. Man One and Mr. X.
Yes,
Man X.
Yes. Well, you know, whatever the X stands for, you know, I'm afraid we're in the wrong business, my friend.
Oh, I've known that since I started a business.
since you realize you're an artist, you're like, this is the wrong business.
It's so wrong, but yet it's so right.
Well, you know, artists and artistry, right?
Yeah.
It can come from anywhere, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think the reason our podcast exists, the Not Real Art Podcast,
right,
is to celebrate these disruptive, innovative, clever, unexpected artists that are reinventing the conversation.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
Not real artists. And those are the folks that are truly like pushing. So,
yeah.
You introduced me to an artist the other day.
Which one?
Karina Garcia.
Which, that's her name? Okay.
Karina Garcia.
And I was introduced to her by,
Well, before you reveal,
I won't reveal.
Let's just make sure our listeners understand.
Yeah.
That this particular artist, this woman, this Karina Garcia, she's a revolutionary.
She's out there.
She truly has created a whole new genre of art.
Right.
And is literally laughing herself to the bank. I mean, it is incredible. She must be one of the most successful contemporary artists out there today in the game.
And I don't think she knows she's an artist.
Well, that's what, I mean, that's just charming, isn't it?
Yeah.
She all these motherfuckers out here that are saying, oh, I'm an artist. I mean, they're annoying.
Yeah.
You know,
she's the real artist. Or not real artist.
So how did you learn about Miss Karina Garcia?
There would have been absolutely zero way for me to ever find out about this Karina chick.
How can you say that? I mean, you're an artist in the art world.
No. I would have never stumbled upon her YouTube feed if it wasn't for...
Wait a minute. So she's an artist with a YouTube feed?
Course.
How many artists? I mean, I guess that's a whole new thing now, right? I mean, so many artists have YouTube feeds. I don't have a YouTube feed. Do you have a YouTube feed?
Yeah, but it's...
Well, that's because you're a real artist.
No.
Not real artists. You know, they have YouTube feeds. But you came across... Who introduced you to this artist YouTube feed?
So, my friend and artist, Jennifer Corson, a.k.a. Humans Make Art. Is that... I'm going to make sure that's her Instagram.
Yeah, you better get it straight.
Yeah, I think it's at Humans Make Art. Is that, oh my God.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't
That's
got to
be it though. But Jennifer Corson.
Yeah. Shout out, Jennifer.
Shout out. So she did something for this chick. She painted some mural or something in Hollywood. And we were talking about it at my studio. And I was so intrigued because I kept asking her, like, what did you do? Wait, who hired you? Wait, why did they hire you? And as we got deeper into it, I was like, this makes absolutely no sense. Why they would hire an artist like her to do a mural for a backdrop for this Karina chick to do a signing just to meet her fans. Like, it just sounded, I was like, what's the end game?
Hold on. So let's break this down for a minute so our listeners can follow. So what you're saying is your friend Jennifer.
At Humans Make Art is her Instagram.
At Humans Make Art. Yeah. Shout out to Jennifer. Yeah. Jennifer, who, by the way, our listeners might know her art because she's sort of around town and she's sort of her sort of imagery and her sort of iconography is of hearts, right?
Yeah, so she does that heart thing right. All over the city.
All over the city, a bunch of hearts, like layers and colors.
Well, it's like she does that realistic heart. It's like a realistic heart of L.A. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You can look her up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, so she was commissioned to do a mural that our new artist friend, Karina Garcia, was going to sit in front of to meet her fans, greet her fans, and sign autographs.
Yeah, it was just like a selfie opportunity.
Okay. Now, why didn't Karina, I find this odd because Karina being an artist, like, why didn't Karina create the mural? Is she not a painter?
She's not a painter.
Okay. So she's a different, her medium is.
Have you seen her YouTube feed yet?
I've poked around a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I use the word poke specifically.
Right. So, her art is not in painting.
Okay, so different medium, different kind of art form.
Yeah.
How would you describe Karina's
work? Her medium is slime.
Excuse me?
Slime.
No, wait a minute. Did you say slime? I thought you said slime.
Yeah, slime.
She's a slime artist?
She's a slime artist.
A slimy artist?
She's just full of slime.
Okay, no, you're fucking with me. So, no, seriously, like.
Well, that's what I said when I heard about this chick. Okay. I was like, wait, what do you mean slime? Like, Nickelodeon slime? Like,
exactly. You know? Is she dumping slime on people? Is she like a comedian, a prankster, a jokester?
She like makes slime and teaches kids and people how to make slime, like their own slime.
So,
yeah.
She's a slime artisan.
She's a slime artist.
So what you're saying is she has so let me break this down for me. So you're telling me that this girl.
By the way, we shouldn't be talking about her. She's got way more followers and way more people than are ever listening to our fucking podcast. So.
Well, then our listeners might know about her. I didn't know about her until you told me. You clearly didn't know about her until Jennifer told you.
Well, one of the things I've discovered recently is that whenever I discover someone,
they
already have millions of followers. So that tells you that I'm.
Well, you probably also discovered that they're 23 and you're 47.
I'm just reminded that, like always, that I have my finger on the pulse of death.
Finger on the pulse of death, you and me both.
So yeah, but anyways, she just does slime. I don't know what else can you say. But that's
okay. So. Okay, please tell me that this YouTube channel of slime, this is a novelty thing. She doesn't really have like a serious fan base or serious revenue from this. Like, she's not really like.
She has her own slime being produced by a company, and it's sold at like Target and shit like that.
So wait a minute, she has a product. Hold on a sec. So she's like the Martha Stewart of slime. She has her own name brand of slime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where does the slime sell?
I don't know.
The Target slime store? Or the fucking.
No, like at fucking regular mainstream stores, you know? Big.
So I can go to the store right now and buy Karina Garcia slime.
Yeah, you can. Or something like that, yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna Google this shit. Hold on one second.
Yeah, you have to Google it.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. But it's true. And these.
Okay, here she is. Hold on.
Yeah.
Dude, you're not going to fucking believe this.
What?
I just Googled her.
Okay.
CNBC, some article I found here.
Yeah.
Okay, first, okay, this is unbelievable. Karina Garcia, 23 years old, who specializes in slime videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Making six figures a month.
Six figures a month
advertising.
Yep.
She has 6.7 million subscribers.
Paid subscribers?
Who cares at this point? She's making six figures a month.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, Target sells her.
Of course.
Yeah. Dude, I'm sick to my stomach right now.
Yeah. It's like if you just ate a bucket of slime.
So, okay, hold on. Okay, here's from the article.
Yeah.
I had nothing going for me, Garcia said.
Of course.
I didn't have a job. I didn't go to school. No. I was the laziest person ever.
Yeah.
Her twin sister, Mayra Isabel, had a YouTube channel focused on beauty.
Oh, she's a twin sister. I know that. Okay.
Garcia decided she wanted to create her own videos, but she had anxiety problems. She decided to focus on something she liked, crafting. Mm. I used to be very, very shy, she said.
Yeah.
This definitely helped with that a lot. Garcia's first new videos focused on projects like creating makeup organizers and custom lipsticks. Then she found a recipe on Pinterest for making a kind of slime called Gak. Gak. She tried it out and everything began to turn.
It changed her life around.
Garcia said that watching slime videos had become somewhat of a therapeutic stress reliever, and she's noticed an increase in people creating slime tutorial playlists. She tries to upload videos to her channel three times a week, including at least one slime tutorial.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the title of this episode. Slime tutorial.
Right.
Garcia is motivated by the idea that people who watch her videos can make their own slime creations.
Yep.
I can inspire young women, she said. I want to show no matter where you come from, you can make it.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me while I throw up.
Oh, God bless her.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
This is the American way, the American dream, only in America.
The American dream. One day you just wake up and decide to make slime.
I mean, I guess the right thing to do here in this moment of time is to try to break this down, analyze it, and understand it. But I'm sorry. I don't think I can do it.
It's too much for you?
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless.
Yeah, and that says a lot that you're speechless.
You've known me a while. I'm not, prone to speechlessness.
Yeah.
But I'm just feeling like, I'm in the wrong business.
We should call her. She should be a guest on the show. No, I want to work for her. Fuck that. I want to make some of that.
I want to make some slime. Some slime money.
Yeah, slime money. That's where it's at. Yeah,
that's the real money, the slime money.
Who knew?
Give me some slime money.
Who knew? Wow. What's next? What's next?
How do you even follow that up? I think we just have to like.
What's next?
I think we have to close the show. I mean, I don't know how you.
You can't unless we have her here with us talking. There's nowhere to go with this. There's nothing else we can say about it.
I don't know. I mean, on one hand, it's inspiring. On the other hand, it's completely depressing.
Yeah.
Interesting. I literally don't know what to do, but, my whole life I've tried to not be slimy.
Right. Right.
I realized I gotta be slimy.
You gotta be slimy.
Get that slime money.
Slime money is where it's at. Who knew? Damn.
Well, not real art for sure.
Nope.
But shout out to Karina.
Yeah.
Keep it up, girl. I mean, please hire us when this podcast fails miserably.
Which is already doing.
Which is already. Yeah. I mean, probably only have another 100 episodes in us. Death by a thousand cuts.
Right.
Wow. All right. Well, enough of this.
Yeah. I think we're done with the slime talk. All right.
Not enough of the slime.
Yeah.
Later.
Peace.
We'll be right back.